Welcome to a deep dive into a world where luxury collides with self-discovery, where five-star spas meet olive groves and mountaintop meditation. We're taking a deep dive into the booming world of wellness travel.
What's fascinating here is not just that it exists, but the sheer scale of it. We're talking about a projected market value of $8.47 trillion by 2027. That kind of growth speaks to a profound shift in what people are seeking from travel.
Trillions with a T. We got a stack of sources here. Industry forecasts, trend reports, even a blog post from a luxury travel company called The Luxure that's curating these kinds of experiences. By the end of this deep dive, you'll understand what transformative travel really means, why it's resonating so deeply, and what awaits those seeking more than just a typical vacation. Now, before we get lost in olive groves and meditation retreats, how is transformative travel actually different? Booking a fancy spa getaway? It's a great question. And the distinction is crucial. Transformative travel goes beyond relaxation or sightseeing. It's about personal growth, self-discovery, and seeking lasting positive change, not just a temporary escape.
Okay. I'll admit, I'm a little skeptical. Is that really achievable through travel? Or is this just a clever marketing term designed to make us spend more?
There's definitely a marketing element, no doubt. But the underlying human desire for meaning, growth, and connection is very real. And our sources suggest that travel, when done with intention, can act as a catalyst for personal change. It can shake us out of our routines, challenge our perspectives, and help us reconnect with ourselves in a way that a typical vacation might not.
It's not just about the destination, but the mindset you bring to the experience. That makes sense. But how does this tie into the whole wellness tourism boom? We're not just talking about a niche market here. We're talking trillions of dollars. There has to be a larger cultural force at play, right? Absolutely. We can't separate this trend from the major cultural shifts happening around us. Think about it. The post-pandemic world has many reevaluating their priorities. Mental health is finally getting the attention it deserves. And people are craving authentic experiences over fleeting trends.
Okay, that resonates. After the past few years, who wouldn't want to escape to a secluded beach or a mountaintop retreat and find some inner peace? But let's talk about this idea of unconventional luxury, because that seems to be at the heart of what companies like La Luxure are offering. What exactly does that mean?
Instead of focusing on lavish accommodations or material possessions, unconventional luxury is about curating time-rich moments. Think harvesting olives in Mallorca alongside locals, or enjoying a private dinner on a secluded beach under the stars, as our sources describe. It's about exclusivity, yes, but also about experiences that foster genuine connection, introspection, and a sense of being truly present in the moment.
So, it's not about how fancy your hotel room is, but how much you're actually living in the moment and connecting with something bigger than yourself. It's more about the quality of the experience than the quantity of luxury items. I can definitely see the appeal in that. But what about the mental health aspect? Is it realistic to expect a vacation to actually solve deep-rooted issues? Some might be skeptical about that. What are your thoughts?
That's a crucial point. And it's important to be realistic. While a vacation can't replace professional help for serious mental health concerns, the transformative travel approach incorporates elements that can be incredibly beneficial for promoting relaxation and restoring balance. We're talking about silent retreats, mindfulness practices, spa therapies, and immersion in nature. Think of it as creating space for healing, not necessarily providing a miracle cure.
So it's more about giving yourself the tools and the environment to begin addressing those issues, rather than expecting a quick fix from a week at a fancy spa.
Exactly. It's about cultivating a sense of well-being that you can carry with you long after you return home. And it's important to remember that this is all part of a larger trend towards holistic well-being, encompassing not just the physical, but also the mental and emotional aspects of our health.
Right. It's about addressing the whole person. And speaking of trends, our sources highlight a few that are shaping the wellness travel industry. Mindfulness practices are a big one, and seems like they're popping up everywhere these days. We're talking meditation, forest bathing, guided reflection, things that help you connect with yourself and the present moment.
What's fascinating about mindfulness is that it's not just a trendy buzzword. There's a growing body of scientific research demonstrating its effectiveness. Studies have shown that even short periods of meditation can reduce stress, improve focus, and even have positive effects on the brain structure over time.
Yes, so taking your brain to the gym. And then there's Mitah, the whole digital detox thing, I have to admit. The idea of completely disconnecting from my phone for a few days is both terrifying and strangely appealing.
That's a common reaction. We live in a world of constant connectivity.
Right.
And while technology has its benefits, it's undeniably taking a toll on our mental well-being. Research is showing that excessive screen time is linked to anxiety, depression, and even sleep disorders. Digital detox retreats offer a chance to break free from that cycle and experience the benefits of being truly present. It's about reclaiming your time and attention and choosing how you want to engage with the world around you.
It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and reconnecting with the world beyond the screen. Okay. And the third trend we need to unpack is holistic health programs. What exactly does that entail? Is it just a fancy way of saying spa treatments?
Holistic health programs take a more comprehensive approach. They integrate various elements, nutrition, fitness, therapeutic treatments to address your physical, mental, and emotional needs. It's about treating the whole person, not just individual symptoms.
So instead of just getting a massage, you might also have sessions with a nutritionist, try a new fitness class, or even explore alternative therapies like acupuncture or aromatherapy.
Precisely. It's about finding what works best for you and creating a personalized plan for overall well-being. It's about understanding that every aspect of our being is interconnected.
Now, our sources mention a company called LeLuxure that seems to be putting these concepts into practice. They specialize in luxury wellness travel in Mallorca, right? I'm curious to hear more about how they're bringing these abstract concepts to life.
They're a great case study because they demonstrate how the hospitality industry is adapting to these evolving trends. LeLuxure offers bespoke itineraries that blend mindfulness practices, holistic spa experiences, immersive local activities, and exclusive environments. It's clear they're aiming to hit all the key points we've discussed so far.
Well, instead of just offering generic packages, they're creating truly personalized experiences tailored to individual needs and goals.
Exactly. And they're doing so in a way that emphasizes authenticity and connection. For example, they offer guests the opportunity to participate in a traditional Majorcan olive harvest, working alongside local farmers. This not only provides a unique and immersive cultural experience, but it also supports the local economy and fosters a sense of connection to the land and its people.
That sounds incredible. I love that they're weaving local culture and traditions into their itineraries. It's a far cry from the typical tourist experience of just snapping photos and buying souvenirs.
Exactly. They're creating those time-rich moments we discussed earlier, experiences that are both memorable and meaningful.
Even in LeLuxure's curated experiences, technology plays a role, right? It seems unavoidable these days. But how does that fit into a world that's increasingly focused on disconnecting and finding balance?
That's a bit of a paradox, isn't it? Technology is often seen as the source of our stress and distraction. Yet it also facilitates these very travel experiences through booking platforms, online resources, and even apps that promote mindfulness and well-being.
It's like a double-edged sword. We need to be mindful of how we use it, but it can also be a powerful tool for self-improvement. But speaking of mindfulness, one of the most intriguing trends we've touched on is the rise of digital detox retreats. What's driving the appeal of those? And is it just a temporary escape or something more?
Digital detox retreats offer a safe and supportive environment to completely disconnect from technology, allowing you to reconnect with yourself, nature, and those around you. It's a chance to experience the profound benefits of being truly present in the moment. And many people find that after the initial discomfort of disconnecting, they experience a sense of calm and clarity they haven't felt in years.
It's interesting because on one hand, we have this curated high-tech travel experience that LeLuxure offers. And on the other, this urge to completely unplug and disconnect, it seems like. There's a tension there.
There is. And it raises an important question about the role of technology in our lives, particularly when it comes to well-being. The sources we've looked at suggest that technology is both a driver of stress and a facilitator of wellness. The key seems to be finding the right balance, using it as a tool for connection and self-improvement without letting it consume us.
It's almost like we need to develop a healthier relationship with technology, learn to use it more intentionally rather than letting it dictate our lives. But shifting gears a bit, this whole concept of unconventional luxury and personalized experiences makes me wonder, about the sustainability aspect? Are we moving further away from responsible travel with this shift toward
more exclusive
and customized offerings?
It's a valid concern, yeah. One that the industry is grappling with. How do you balance the desire for unique experiences
with the responsibility of protecting the environment?
Ensuring that tourism benefits local communities.
It seems like a tough needle to thread, especially when you consider the potential for over-tourism and the exploitation of resources. It's one thing to talk about sustainability, but it's another to actually put it into practice.
Absolutely. And it requires a conscious effort from both travelers and travel companies.
Yeah.
But there are companies, like the low luxury example we've been discussing, that are trying to find that sweet spot. They're focused on local experiences, like the olive harvesting and artisan workshops. Not only provides authentic cultural immersion for the traveler, but also directly supports the local economy.
So, by choosing experiences that are rooted in the local culture
and environment,
they're promoting a more sustainable form of tourism.
Exactly. And their use of locally sourced sustainable ingredients in their spa treatments is another example of aligning their offerings with eco-conscious practices. It's about considering the long-term impact of our choices, not just the immediate gratification.
Yes. It's encouraging to see that some companies are thinking about these things and taking steps in the right direction. But it's also on us as travelers to be more discerning about where we spend our money and what impact our choices have on the world.
Absolutely. Consumers are demanding
more
sustainable options, and companies are responding. But there's always more to be done. Sustainable travel is a journey, not a destination.
Well said. Now, let's dive into the psychology behind transformative travel. What is it about these experiences that can lead to personal growth and lasting change?
When you step outside of your comfort zone and immerse yourself in a new environment, you disrupt your routine and create space for introspection and self-discovery. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind.
So by removing yourself from the familiar, you're forced to confront new perspectives and challenge your existing beliefs. It's almost like shaking up the snow globe of your mind and seeing things from a fresh perspective.
Precisely. And the transformative travel experience often involves elements that further enhance this process. Mindfulness practices encourage self-awareness, and cultural immersion exposes you to different ways of life, forcing you to reconsider your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world.
It's like holding up a mirror to yourself, but in a much more nuanced and multifaceted way. You're not just seeing yourself reflected in your own environment, but also in the context of the wider world.
Exactly. And this can be incredibly powerful. You start to question your assumptions, reevaluate your priorities, and perhaps even discover aspects of yourself you never knew existed. You might even find yourself returning home with a renewed sense of purpose and a fresh perspective on life.
That reminds me of that quote, "Travel is the only thing you buy that makes you richer." But it's not about material wealth. It's about enriching your inner world.
That's a perfect way to put it. And the beauty of transformative travel is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach. What's transformative for one person might be completely different for another. It's about finding what resonates with you on a deep level and allows you to connect with your authentic self. It could be a silent retreat in the mountains or a cultural immersion experience in a bustling city. It all depends on what you're seeking.
It's not just about the destination, but the journey itself. It's about crafting an experience that's tailored to your individual needs and aspirations. But it's not just about booking a trip, right? There has to be an element of intentionality involved.
Absolutely. You need to be mentally and emotionally present and open to the transformative potential of the experience. Setting an intention for your trip, much like you would for a meditation or yoga practice, can be incredibly powerful.
That's a great point, because if you're not clear about what you're seeking, you might just end up with a really expensive vacation, but not necessarily a transformative one. It's like anything else in life. You get out of it when you put into it. So we've talked about intention, but what about the actual process of transformation? How does that happen during a travel experience? Is it a sudden realization, a gradual unfolding, or something else entirely?
Transformation is rarely a sudden epiphany. It's more of a gradual unfolding. A series of subtle shifts in perspective, a growing awareness of your thoughts and feelings, and a deepening appreciation for the beauty and diversity of the world. It's about those moments of awe and wonder, the challenges that push you outside your comfort zone, and the connections you forge with people and places that are different from your own.
So now like you go on a silent retreat and suddenly you're alone, completely different person. When you return.
Not usually. But those experiences can plant seeds that continue to grow and unfold long after you return home. It's about creating space for introspection and self-discovery, and then integrating those insights into your daily life, making conscious choices that align with your newfound values and priorities.
So the real transformation happens not during the trip itself, but in how you incorporate those lessons learned into your everyday life. It's about continuing the journey inward, even after you've returned from your travels.
Precisely. Transformative travel is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process of growth and evolution. It's about expanding your horizons and embracing the unknown, both within yourself and in the world around you. It's about becoming a more conscious and engaged citizen of the world.
That sounds incredibly rewarding, but are there any potential downsides or challenges to be aware of? Is it all sunshine and roses, or are there potential pitfalls we should be mindful of?
Of course. It's important to be realistic. Transformative travel isn't a magical solution for all of life's problems, and it's not without its challenges. One thing to be mindful of is the potential for unrealistic expectations. We've seen how much hype surrounds this trend, and it's easy to get caught up in the idea of having a life-altering experience. But transformation is a personal journey, and it unfolds at its own pace. It's not something you can force or control, and setting unrealistic expectations can lead to disappointment.
That makes sense. There's a lot of pressure to have these profound Instagram-worthy experiences, and sometimes that can overshadow the genuine process of self-discovery. It's important to approach it with an open mind and a willingness to embrace whatever comes up, even if it's not what you anticipated.
Absolutely. And another important consideration is the issue of privilege. Travel, even transformative travel, is a privilege. Not everyone has the means or the opportunity to embark on these journeys. We need to be mindful of that and advocate for more accessible and inclusive forms of transformative travel so that the benefits aren't limited to a select few.
That's a really important point. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of the trend without acknowledging the systemic barriers that prevent many people from accessing these kinds of experiences. It's like any form of wellness. It shouldn't just be for the privileged few.
Exactly. There's a need for more diverse and affordable options that cater to a wider range of travelers. Everyone should have the opportunity to experience the personal growth and well-being that can come from stepping outside their comfort zone and exploring the world.
It would be incredible to see the principles of transformative travel applied to more budget-friendly and accessible forms of travel so that everyone can benefit, regardless of their financial situation. I couldn't agree more. It's about democratizing access to these experiences and ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to benefit. Now, we've talked a lot about the individual benefits of transformative travel, but I'm curious about the potential impact on a larger scale. If more people embraced this approach to travel, could it lead to positive social or cultural change? That's a fascinating question. It's one thing to talk about personal transformation, but could this trend actually have a ripple effect and create a more conscious and interconnected world?
It's certainly possible. If travel becomes less about FARO, escapism and consumption, and more about personal growth, cultural understanding, and connection with the natural world, it could shift our values and priorities as a society. Imagine a world where travel is seen as an opportunity to broaden our horizons, challenge our assumptions, and cultivate empathy and understanding across cultures.
Instead of just ticking off destinations on a bucket list, we're engaging with the world in a more meaningful and responsible way, becoming more conscious, global citizens.
Precisely. And that shift in perspective could have ripple effects in all areas of our lives. It could influence how we consume goods and services, how we interact with each other, and even how we approach global challenges.
It's that famous Mark Twain quote, travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. The more we expose ourselves to different cultures, the more we realize we have in common than what divides us.
Precisely. And transformative travel, with this focus on personal growth, cultural understanding, and responsible practices, can be a powerful tool for cultivating the kind of global awareness and compassion needed to create a more just and sustainable world.
It's almost like a ripple effect. The more individuals embark on these journeys of self-discovery and cross-cultural connection, the more those ripples spread outwards, creating a wave of positive change.
It's a beautiful thought, and it's not beyond the realm of possibility, however. There are potential pitfalls to be aware of as well. We've already discussed the exclusivity and high cost associated with many transformative travel experiences, which can limit access
and create a sense
of elitism.
It's important to ensure that these opportunities aren't limited to the privileged few.
That the benefits of transformative travel
are accessible to
a wider range of people. Otherwise, it risks becoming just another luxury trend.
Exactly. And there's also the risk of commodifying these experiences, turning them into just another product to be consumed rather than a genuine path to personal growth and global responsibility.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just slap the label transformative on a luxury vacation package. There needs to be authenticity, intentionality, and a genuine commitment to the values and principles that underpin this approach to travel.
Authenticity is key, and it means being mindful of the impact on local communities and the environment, ensuring that these experiences are truly beneficial for all involved. It's about striking a balance between personal transformation and collective well-being.
That balance seems crucial. Respecting local cultures, minimizing environmental impact, ensuring that tourism benefits local communities rather than exploiting them. It's about being a conscious traveler, not just a consumer.
It requires effort and collaboration from everyone involved. Travelers, travel companies, local communities, governments. It's about creating a more equitable and sustainable travel ecosystem. So it's not just about individuals changing their travel habits. It's about transforming the travel industry itself, making it more aligned with the values of sustainability, responsibility, and cultural understanding. It's a big challenge. But are there signs that the industry is moving in that direction?
We are seeing encouraging signs. The rise of community-based tourism initiatives, for example, where travelers engage directly with the local communities, supporting their economies, and learning about their cultures at first hand.
That's good. That's great to hear. And what about the role of technology? Can it play a positive role in making transformative travel more accessible, sustainable, and impactful?
Absolutely. Imagine using virtual reality to experience different cultures before you even set foot on a plane, helping you make more informed and responsible travel choices. Or imagine using apps that connect you with local communities and support eco-friendly initiatives while you travel.
Technology can actually enhance the experience,
yeah,
making it more immersive and impactful, while also promoting responsible practices and supporting local economies. It's fascinating how technology can be both a distraction from the present moment and a tool for connecting us to something larger than ourselves.
It all comes back. Intentionality.
Yeah.
How to use the tools at our disposal to create experiences that are both personally enriching and beneficial to the world around us. That's the question we need to keep asking ourselves as we navigate this evolving landscape.
Transformative travel has the potential to be a force for good, but it's not a guaranteed outcome. It requires conscious effort, awareness, and a willingness to challenge the status quo.
Exactly. We can't just passively consume these experiences and expect them to magically change the world. We need to be active participants, asking critical questions, making informed choices, and advocating for a more just and sustainable approach to travel.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. And I think it's safe to say that transformative travel is much more than just a passing trend. It's a reflection of a deeper shift in our collective consciousness, a growing desire for meaning, connection, and more fulfilling way of being in the world.
It's about redefining what travel means to us, moving beyond the superficial and embracing the transformative power of experiencing the world in all its beauty and complexity.
It's about recognizing our interconnectedness and understanding that our individual journeys are ultimately part of a larger human story. So as you plan your next adventure, ask yourself, what kind of transformation do you seek? How can you make your journey both personally meaningful and globally responsible?
Remember, transformative travel is not a destination. It's a journey.
Yeah.
And it's a journey we can all embark on.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of transformative travel. We hope it's inspired you to approach your own travels with intention, curiosity, and a commitment to creating a more conscious and interconnected world. Until next time, safe travels. And remember, the most transformative journeys often begin within.
Welcome back to our deep dive into transformative travel. We've covered a lot of ground, from the psychology of personal growth to the complexities of sustainability and the potential for social change. Before we wrap up, I'd like to circle back to that intriguing question we posed earlier. Could this surge in transformative travel be a sign of something bigger, a collective shift towards a more conscious and interconnected world?
It's a question that really gets to the heart of what we've been exploring. And while our sources don't offer a definitive answer. There are some compelling clues that suggest it might be more than just wishful thinking.
Right. So where do we start? Is there anything in the data or the trends we've discussed in that direction?
Well, remember, those major cultural shifts we touched on earlier, the post-pandemic craving for meaning, the growing emphasis on mental health, the desire for authenticity, these aren't just isolated trends. They're interconnected and reflect a larger societal shift towards valuing experiences, connection, and well-being over material possessions and superficiality.
So it's not just about me escaping to a yoga retreat. It's about a collective awakening to the fact that we're all interconnected, that our individual well-being is tied to the well-being of others and the planet.
Exactly. And transformative travel, when approached with intention and awareness, can be a powerful catalyst for cultivating that interconnectedness. Take the emphasis on cultural immersion, for example. Mm-hmm. It's about more than just sightseeing. It's about engaging with different cultures on a deeper level, challenging our assumptions, and expanding our understanding
of the world.
It's about moving beyond the tourist bubble and genuinely connecting with people and places that are different from our own. Mm-hmm. It's about fostering empathy and understanding, recognizing our shared humanity across cultures. And that kind of understanding is crucial if we're going to address the complex challenges facing our world. Climate change, social injustice, political polarization. These aren't issues that can be solved in isolation. They require a global perspective and a willingness to collaborate across borders and cultures.
It's like that famous Mark Twain quote, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. The more we expose ourselves to different cultures, the more we realize we have in common than what divides us."
Precisely. And transformative travel, with its focus on personal growth, cultural understanding, and responsible practices, can be a powerful tool for cultivating the kind of global awareness and compassion needed to create a more just and sustainable world.
It's almost like a ripple effect. The more individuals embark on these journeys of self-discovery and cross-cultural connection, the more those ripples spread outwards, creating a wave of positive change.
It's a beautiful thought, and it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
However, there are potential pitfalls to be aware of as well. We've already discussed the exclusivity and high cost associated with many transformative travel experiences, which can limit access and create a sense of elitism.
Right. It's important to ensure that these opportunities aren't limited to the privileged few, that the benefits of transformative travel are accessible to a wider range of people. Otherwise, it risks becoming just another luxury trend.
Exactly. And there's also the risk of commodifying these experiences, turning them into just another product to be consumed rather than a genuine path
of
personal growth and global responsibility.
It's not enough to just slap the label transformative on a luxury vacation package. There needs to be authenticity, intentionality, and a genuine commitment to the values and principles that underpin this approach to travel.
Authenticity is key, and it means being mindful of the impact on local communities and the environment, ensuring that these experiences are truly beneficial for all involved. It's about striking a balance between personal transformation and collective well-being.
That balance seems crucial. Respecting local cultures, minimizing environmental impact, ensuring that tourism benefits local communities rather than exploiting them. It's about being
a conscious traveler. It's not just a consumer.
It requires effort and collaboration from everyone involved. Travelers, travel companies, local communities, governments. It's about creating a more equitable and sustainable travel ecosystem.
So it's not just about individuals
changing
their travel habits. It's about transforming the travel industry itself, making it more aligned with the values of sustainability, responsibility, and cultural understanding. It's a big challenge. But are there signs that the industry is moving in that direction? We are seeing encouraging signs. The rise of community-based tourism initiatives, for example, where travelers engage directly with local communities, supporting their economies, and learning about their cultures firsthand.
That's great to hear. And what about the role of technology? Can it play a positive role in making transformative travel more accessible, sustainable, and impactful?
Absolutely. Imagine using virtual reality to experience different cultures before you even set foot on a plane, helping you make more informed and responsible travel choices. Or imagine using apps that connect you with local communities and support eco-friendly initiatives while you travel.
Technology can actually enhance the experience, making it more immersive and impactful, while also promoting responsible practices and supporting local economies.
It's fascinating how technology can be both a distraction from the present moment and a tool for connecting us to something larger than ourselves.
It all comes back to intentionality. How do we use the tools at our disposal to create experiences that are both personally enriching and beneficial to the world around us? That's the question we need to keep asking ourselves as we navigate this evolving landscape.
So transformative travel has the potential to be a force for good, but it's not a guaranteed outcome. It requires conscious effort, awareness, and a willingness to challenge the status quo.
Exactly. We can't just passively consume these experiences and expect them to magically change the world. We need to be active participants, asking critical questions, making informed choices, and advocating for a more just and sustainable approach to travel.
We've covered a lot of ground today, and I think it's safe to say that transformative travel is much more than just a passing trend. It's a reflection of a deeper shift in our collective consciousness, a growing desire for meaning, connection, and a more fulfilling way of being in the world.
It's about redefining what travel means to us, moving beyond the superficial and embracing the transformative power of experiencing the world and all its beauty and complexity.
It's about recognizing our interconnectedness and understanding that our individual journeys are ultimately part of a larger human story. So, as you plan your next adventure, ask yourself, what kind of transformation do you seek? How can you make your journey both personally meaningful and globally responsible?
Remember, transformative travel is not a destination. It's a journey. And it's a journey we can all embark on together.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of transformative travel. We hope it's inspired you to approach your own travels with intention, curiosity, and a commitment to creating a more conscious and interconnected world. Until next time, safe travels. And remember, the most transformative journeys often begin within.